All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of America's favorite new podcast, the Lex and Lux podcast.
Woo!
Where we will dive into all things dating, both good and bad, mm-hmm. personal experiences, and coming up at some point, some of you are actually going to be coming on the show.
We can't wait.
So we're very excited about how this reception has been. I am your host, Brian Luxton, and I am joined by my co-host, who is dressed in her Pookie cat burglar outfit today.
Just because I got accused once of breaking into a house.
And that is my lovely co-host, Lexi Pookie Fuentes.
Pookie. You know the man that I asked to call me Pookie, who does call me Pookie, is the one accused me of breaking into his
I'm
house.
Aware. I am aware. He is almost as crazy as the man that calls that woman Pookie.
That is just like the sweetest fucking thing ever. He is obsessed with her, and I love that.
It feels so disingenuous, though. Like, Pookie. It just almost seems fake to me. And I'm like, he's going to end up killing her at some point. Like,
no, they're so cute together.
Like, they're going to walk in and have you seen The Office?
Yeah, of course I've seen
that. Okay. Like, you remember when Dwight kills the CPR thing and then wears... That's going to be how they find him at some point doing a TikTok. God. He's just wearing Pookie's face.
Oh, my God. Don't say that about
this is
Pookie's.
A happy face.
Oh, my God.
I've gone down that rabbit hole one too many times. So.
We love Pookie. I love Pookie, so...
They make me laugh.
They do.
And especially because I sent that to one of my friends. I'm like, this is how I imagine... One of our coworkers interacts with his girlfriend. And my friend was like, this man has more emotions than our coworker does. Yeah. And I'm like, you're not wrong.
Oh, my God.
But no, yeah. Thank you all for joining us again. Before we get started, like, comment, rate, review, subscribe, follow. I don't know. Whatever else you can do. I'm not even sure how many other options there are. We are available everywhere you get podcasts. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Maybe in the future we'll have a video version coming.
Yeah.
We're in the works right now. So potential plans for that coming forward. So
woo-hoo.
We're very, very thrilled by the reception we have gotten mm-hmm. so far. And we're actually going to dive into a little bit back into our sub-series of In Our Feelings. You seem to like our first episode of this mm-hmm. with our love bombing episode. She does not have glasses on this week to cover up her tears, so you will see her possibly cry as we delve into the topic of Lex's breakups.
Oh, God. I hate breakups.
Yeah, but you've done it so many times. You would think you're getting pretty good at it at this point.
Yeah, no. I am just such an emotional person.
Yeah, I mean, you... Yeah, you get so attached to these
for
men
no
so
reason.
Quickly.
I'm fucking stupid sometimes, but more like I like to think is we've talked about this 100 times, and I think all girls do this is us imagining like our future with them way sooner than we should.
You're 100% right. I think you do project out from what you're seeing.
Exactly, because you can tell me one thing on a first date, and I am fixated on that. We're gonna do it.
Yeah, I mean, it is something we talked about that in our love bombing episode. Mm-hmm. So go back, watch episode 4 for love bombing, where we delve into all that kind of stuff, how that mm-hmm. is a very manipulative tactic men will use. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, women use that as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think it was last episode I just said that chemistry does not necessarily equal intention, and
correct.
Intention doesn't equal investment.
Mm-hmm.
And just because you have chemistry with these men so quickly, it doesn't mean they're invested with you long term.
Correct.
But yeah, no, unfortunately you have been broken up with, ghosted, I don't whatever other term you want to use, mm-hmm. more times than I can count.
Normal person.
Yes.
I love love, okay? That's why.
I mean,
I'm trying to find my Pookie, okay? And if it has a million breakups to find my Pookie, it will be worth it.
I get it. I mean, I don't know how you're not numb to it at this point.
Bro, I should be numbed with how heavily medicated I am.
Well, yeah, there's that. But it's also like, we just talked about, I guess it was the love bombing episode where you did bring up Frenchie.
Yeah.
And you had started seeing him. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. that has come to an end.
Yeah, kind of.
Can you please give an update to what went on, because you'd only been on two dates at that point with him.
Yeah, two dates, and then we had two more after that. Last night we talked. Brian wants to know information about that because I gave him. I just kept saying yeah, LOL, with him last night. But basically, when I was over there, we were just like talking, and then he started bringing up his past, and like I understand the shit that he went through. Like it's rough, whatever. But I don't need to hear every single time, like, oh, I miss my old life. Like, I had my old dog. And I think it's more pertained to his dog. It's not pertained to the relationship. Because he talks about his old dog a lot because he was in his life for now, like, 6 years. And then loses the dog in the relationship. But he has the other dog.
Oh, I did. Okay, I didn't know.
So there's
two
dogs.
Frenchie, because he has the French bulldog.
Correct. So there's another French bulldog that they have, but she has it. So him and I kind of got into it because I was like, I'm just like kind of sick of you talking about it. Like, why do we have to have this conversation every single time we hang out? Just because you're hurt and you got left and cheated on, why do I need to hear the sadness about it? Like, you're just kind of using me for someone just to have.
You're 1,000% right with
and
this.
And like, at first, it was okay. Like, I get it. Like, you're starting to hang out. I remember those first days after a breakup, you know, your first couple dates. It's hard going on the first couple dates after a breakup, especially someone that you really liked.
Now, before we get deeper, how long was his previous relationship?
Like, 6 years, 6 or 7 years.
And how long ago did that end?
Like, 6 or 7 months ago.
Okay. I just want to give a get a time frame for that.
Yeah. And so, like, he told me on the third date, which was the date he didn't think he was ready to date, which is fine. Like, I get that. But I also don't want to wait for someone to be ready. Like, he's like, why can't we be friends? And I'm like, I can't be friends with someone that I like. I know that.
I don't disagree with you at all.
And you know how I am with emotions and stuff like that. And it just was a constant argue with him. Like, I think that if he was emotionally ready and could do the things, him and I would vibe really well. We had a lot in common, things that we like to do. Especially like, I have always wanted a man that's big into baseball because I love baseball. And like finding someone that finally is into baseball makes me like, okay, I could see this. But like our humor was the same, watching the same kind of comedy, stuff like that, like all the things. And it was just like, he took me on one date, but then it was like, he didn't think he was ready to keep going on dates. And I'm like, okay, fine. But like, I know what I need, which in our next episode, we're going to talk about our needs and stuff like
that.
Yep. And I just like kind of basically put my foot down and I was like, I just can't keep doing this. And it was a constant argument. And like, we went a couple days without talking and then we talked again and we were supposed to hang out. And then the dog puked and I was like, and of course, every time he's trying to come to me, there's some excuse. Some fucking excuse. He was really puking because I did save the picture and then looked at the time and looked at all that stuff. So we did do that and he was puking, but I was like, I'll come to you. Like, that's okay. Like, I can come to you. I know we made the agreement that it was time for you to come to me, but I'll let this slide kind of thing. And then he was like, no, I don't want you to come. Like, let's go another day. But I'm like, I already have other plans. Like, and at this time I was still seeing lawyer dude gone on a couple dates. And he's like, well, what do you have to do? Are you going out with someone else? And I'm like, yeah, I am, because you're not giving me everything that I want. Like, so it was just a constant argument about us not being friends and shit like that. And so the other night I sent him the meme that I sent you about the Cardinals.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So that's how we got into talking, because I felt a little lonely the other night. And I love a toxic breakup. It wasn't even a really a breakup, but
yeah, I don't think you can really call it a breakup.
It's not really
four dates technically, but just a relationship ending.
Yeah. And it was just like, cause we were talking to each other all the time, like all these things. And it's just like, was weird when you're talking to someone every single time. And like, I know when I'm at work, I have time to text, and like he had time to text. So it was like normal for us to have conversations all the time. And like some guys that I see, like lawyer dude, man's out here fucking suing everyone. So I can't really like talk to him that much about things. But I just was like, I can't be friends. And this is when Ariana Grande's song just came out, and let me fucking tell you, ask Brian, I cried to that bitch every single day, still do.
Yeah, no, I I've seen plenty of videos that you sent me on Snapchat of you crying in the car to that song.
It's just, it was just like my feelings of what it's on. And it's just, I just know now that I'm setting boundaries for myself is I cannot be friends with someone that I like and could want a date maybe in the future if things changed.
No, I completely agree with you on that.
Which
I
is
so understand.
New of me because, yes. You know, my ass will fucking wait for months.
Oh, absolutely.
Years.
I mean, hell, you're still waiting for Wedding Guy at this point. But, okay, that actually led me to a question while you were talking there. Mm-hmm. You were talking to this guy nonstop, and then you were lonely last night,
yeah.
And you sent him a meme to get a response,
yeah.
And really to just get the feeling of not being alone.
Alone, yeah.
So, when you're single, you have that flexibility and availability mm-hmm. to talk to however many men you want to at mm-hmm. any time. And if you're not getting your attention from Frenchie, you can text Lawyer Guy, or you could text the plethora of other men.
Yeah, 100%.
Short King is one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in reality, at that point, you're just using that attention for a feeling at that point. Of like, mm-hmm. I just want to get like, almost like a drug kind of rush.
Oh, 100%. So, I love that shit. I have no problem admitting that. I love that shit.
Let's just say you and Lawyer Guy continue to progress. Mm-hmm. He can't text you all day.
Yeah.
But let's say you get into a committed relationship with him. Mm-hmm. What happens at that point if suddenly you don't have that outlet to get that attention from someone else?
But I know I'm in a committed relationship. So I
so
wouldn't
you know that switch can be flipped.
I know that can be switched. And I think right now is just because I am single and I enjoy the attention. And like right now we're still getting to know each other and like still going on fun dates and shit like that. So like the thing about him is I wasn't too worried the other day when I didn't hear from him more than I usually would.
Yeah, usually it's a full-blown panic. But yeah, he was working late.
Yeah, he was working late and shit like that. And I just was like, oh, whatever. Like, you know, it is what it is. And like, I know that. When it comes to old, like, especially depending on their profession, and I tend to date more successful men, make a lot of money, we've been through this, I know they can't give me all the attention that I want. And to be honest, a lot of it is just I'm seeking it for no fucking reason because something in me is like, I need this attention right now. And it's like, what? Why?
It's a drug. Yeah. Like, that's literally all it is. Mm-hmm. Is it gives you that feeling of, like, it gives you a self-esteem boost for
exactly.
sure. I know mm-hmm. we've talked about that with you and mm-hmm. why one of the reasons you enjoy, like, sleeping around mm-hmm. is
used
the fact
to.
That, yeah, used to. You have dialed it back. But, mm-hmm. like, why you enjoyed it was because it made you feel good. Like,
yeah.
It made you, not just, like, the sexual release because mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, you can buy a fucking vibrator and get that.
Exactly, content. Yeah.
But you were externalizing those
all feelings. Those feelings, yeah. 100%. And at that time, I wasn't confident either. Like, I just was like, I need something. I need this. I need that. And it's like, I mean, am I proud of myself for doing that and using my body just to feel something? No. But that's why I've tried to dial back as much as I can and trying to be more confident in my body and myself and when dating and stuff like that.
Yeah. And I think that's so important. As much as like we talk about like, oh, it's empowering for women to sleep around and you're taking back control of your body. It's like, it's yes, there are benefits to it. I'm not going to sit here and say there aren't, but you're right. A lot of women are using that for a certain validation mm-hmm. feeling to give mm-hmm. themselves confidence, boost their body image, self-esteem,
all
whatever
that stuff.
It is. And it's kind of like it works in that short term.
Very short term.
But it's kind of like it's kind of like, okay, I've talked about having eating disorders before with you. I haven't really talked about it on the podcast, mm-hmm. but like, it's kind of like I've delved into like I have a very big sweet tooth. And when I am emotionally stressed, I will binge eat to the point I will get sick from it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like I think sex can be almost like that sugar rush that you're getting.
Yeah.
Like it's great for that moment. Mm-hmm. Like I fucking love it. You give me a cookie, a brownie. Oh, there's no one happier in the world than me.
Yeah.
Like it's no different than with sex when it's happening. But it's like if you're not doing it in the right manner, I think it can become kind of taxing and almost toxic at times.
And it was like to a point where like I was just like they would leave or they would spend the night and I would feel like absolute shit the next day about it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like my feelings aren't validated today. Yeah. It was just in that moment.
We've talked about the guy who is a little emotionally unstable that comes over to fuck you every once in a while that you Haven't tried. Not Short King, the other one.
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of like, when you have told me he's coming over before, you've texted me that there's almost a feeling of dread.
Yeah.
Like, of like, oh, this guy's coming over. And it's just like, that shouldn't be the feeling.
I have a soft spot for him.
You do. You have many soft spots for him, but there's...
But to be fair, I officially ended it.
Yes. Oh, I'm not.
I would like to say, I officially ended it. He blocked me on Facebook, and that was the last of my fucking straw. Like, there was no reason you blocked me on fucking Facebook. For what reason?
Yeah, no. I mean, that is something I've heard before on TikTok, is like, you don't, women, you don't need to be concerned with the girl that's in his phone being the one.
This man, I am blocked. Like, I have been blocked multiple times.
And this is my point. Like, any woman I date will view you as a threat of, mm-hmm. like, oh, she's like your best friend. Why, like, why should I feel comfortable with you two hanging out? It's because that's our relationship. Yeah. I don't need to hide anything between us.
No.
But it's like, who's that woman he has blocked?
Yeah.
That's the one.
I'm not blocked on Brian's social media.
No, not at all. We don't. There are some we don't follow each other on just because.
Purposely.
Yeah, that's used for stalking certain people.
Exactly. Brian does stalk my men for me.
But it's kind of like, yeah, no, you don't have to worry about you and I, because it's like, we're very open with our friendship and transparent about that. But it is, he's got you blocked because there is a woman in his life that he doesn't want knowing about you. Yeah. And it's like, why doesn't he?
And it's crazy, is because, like, I have told him, like, if you don't want a relationship, then what's the point of this? And he's like, he always uses the same excuse over and over. I'm just not ready. And it's like, you haven't been ready for 3 years as well. Like, it's between him and Short King, back and forth between the two of them. You have to admit, like,
yeah, no, those two have been the longest standing, at least while I've been around.
Yeah,
those two have been bounced back and forth between.
Exactly. Well, if one breaks up with me, the other one comes. You know.
Yes. Yeah. Ha ha. Yes. Pun intended. I understand.
But I just did end it because I was like, that was my last straw with him on that, because I'm like, why can you text me and I'll be like, no, I don't want to hang out with you tonight. And then I text you the next day and be like, hey, what's up? Like, trying to have a conversation with you. My messages don't go fucking through. But yet, Saturday night, I wake up with 15 fucking missed calls.
Yeah.
And he knows that I will wake up to him because he knows that I'm on Do Not Disturb. Therefore, he will just keep calling until I answer.
Yeah. No, I mean, you will answer at that time of day for any man.
Yeah. And so the other night when this happened, which was like last weekend or the weekend before, when he kept calling me, I was like, no, you blocked me on Facebook. And he was like, you know, I was going through a lot, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, the last fucking straw was deleting me on Facebook. I'm sorry. Like, you added me on Facebook months ago because I wasn't talking to you and I was ignoring you. So you decided to add me on Facebook, which is fine. Whatever. We can be Facebook friends. I don't give a shit. But you doing that, there's a reason. And you're right. There is someone else in his life. And it's just like, why are you calling me every fucking Saturday night then?
Because he knows what he's getting.
I mean,
it's not.
But to be fair, I've only seen him once in probably the past like 6 months.
Yeah. No, I mean, it has been gradual, but I think all permanent change is gradual.
Yeah.
And I think we have seen you progress slowly and steadily into, like, I guess, a better, more confident and fulfilled person.
I'm turning 26, so my brain's fully developed after.
Yeah, I mean, there is that, but I think we all know people. I mean, how old Short King?
36. It's going to be 36.
Exactly. So age.
Shit, I got to text him. I think his birthday's this week.
Okay. Well, happy birthday to you. I'm not going to say your actual name, but.
Short King.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday, Short King.
You know, I called him the other day and he didn't pick up, but he called me 2 seconds later and he's like, hey, what's up? And I was like, you answered my phone call. Like, this isn't, like, normal. And he's like, I'm at work, honey. And you could hear that he's obviously at work because there's a bunch of background.
Yeah.
And he's like, why are you calling? And I said, just to say hi. And it was, like, the weirdest conversation. He's like, well, I'm busy right now. I can't hang out. And I was like, okay, bye. And he was like, what? I was like, okay, bye. And I hung up on him. And I said, good thing I'm not fucking dying. And you didn't answer me. He goes, why would you be dying? I was like, because you didn't answer the phone.
Okay. Yeah, that's.
That's Short King and I's relationship.
Yeah. No, I mean.
I told him that when we last hung out. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're
good.
But
when we last hung out, we were talking about me turning 26. And he was like, you know, it's time like you to be on your own. Somehow we got and talked about money, like my own phone plan, something else. And I was like, I will never be on my own fucking phone plan. If Candy decides to cut me off, she's going to have to fucking receive letters. And I'm telling you right now, I don't even know how to write a fucking letter. Like how to send it in the mail.
Probably actually true.
Like how to send it in the mail. Kind of. I think you are where your name is in the middle and then theirs is in the top left.
Other way around.
Okay. Same thing. Yeah. Yeah.
The main address, the one you're mailing it to, is in the center upper left is your return
okay.
address.
See, can't write a fucking letter. But like she'll never cut me off anyway, so it doesn't really, I don't really have to worry about that.
No, that's how I feel about my parents is my dad and I have a plan together with Verizon yeah. and it's just kind of like I'm not gonna bring this up because as long as he's not questioning it yeah. sure.
Candy always is like, you're gonna have to get on your new flip plan if you want a new iPhone. And what do I do every single year? Get a new iPhone. She yeah. can't tell me no.
Yeah, no, I mean I that is the one thing
yeah
because of the plan I'm on I can't just incorporate it into my contract a new yeah. upgrade phone, so I just get it and then log into the account and update it
yeah
and then it's just one monthly payment that doesn't yeah. change so yeah. as long as my dad just keeps seeing that standard deduction oh okay same yeah. thing I'm like not bringing this one up I'm not complaining
oh
about
my
it.
God but anyways we get back to so we talk about that and I was like you know what 26 is the last birthday we're gonna spend together and he's like why and I was like because this is when I need to let go of you like I'm becoming older more mature somewhat I will miss the toxicity but like I straight up I was like I can't keep doing this we've spent how many birthdays together I can't keep doing it like
now I don't want to brag right now for mm-hmm. a second but there is part of me that like the you I met versus the you that you've become mm-hmm. is pretty dramatic. And I feel like during this, like the most transformational part of this journey, you and I have been the closest.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, I do feel like you finally surround yourself with not just me, but other people in your life as well, who were kind of all trying to become better versions of ourselves.
Yeah.
And it's not just the toxic ass people yeah. you used to surround yourself with.
I did.
Yeah.
Very bad. That's why I also don't want to make new friends and stuff like that. Because I'm content surrounded by the people who are trying to better themselves right now.
I understand that. Yeah. And community can be a very yeah. important tool. Like, I think that's about the mm-hmm. most important thing for me. Like, where my life was in 2018 when I moved down here.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, my life was in shambles. I had mm-hmm. nothing. I don't have any connection other than my family in my life from before 2018
yeah.
that I knew pre-October 2018. And then down here, my life has completely changed. Mm-hmm. I'm a completely different person.
Mm-hmm.
So community is very important with who you surround yourself with. And the fact yeah. you're taking these steps or something that if you told me this a year and a half ago,
you would believe me at all. He'd be like, stop fucking lying, Lex. Which, I mean, I don't know. I just like feel like a lot has changed in the past year and you know that like, and I'm just kind of over the no effort, the no nothing and getting over that. And
yeah, no, I'm okay with that. You're 100% right with that.
I'm okay because what you can't give me, someone else will give me. And I know that.
I get where you're going with that, but mm-hmm. I think it might be even a little deeper with you.
Yeah.
I think it's that the fact that I feel like you're kind of fulfilled at this point in your life. Like, I don't think you need it from an external source.
Because mm-hmm.
I think for, yes, you do, like, with your TikTok and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I've heard you, like, when you and I had that falling out back in November of last year, mm-hmm. one of the things that has stuck with me as your quote from it was, you were not upset with what I did. You uh-huh. were upset that it could possibly lose to it could hurt you on TikTok.
Yeah.
And to me, that was kind of like, oh, this is a wake up call to me. And I don't think you feel that way anymore. Like, I feel like that is a change that it's like so much of your worth was mm-hmm. coming from what girls were telling you on TikTok
yeah.
and calling you beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And same with men. That's why you had 500 plus men like matching with you and you were talking to them is you viewed it as like, oh, this is like, I'm getting the attention I
yeah.
need. Now I'm pretty. Now it's like, I feel like you've internalized that mm-hmm. enough that it's like, okay,
mm-hmm.
I don't need to get that from an external source.
You're
anymore.
Right. Yeah. And like, that's why like posting a lot on my TikTok. I mean, I still do, but you've seen me back down a little bit on it. if you haven't noticed it. And that's because I really, like, I am content in my life. I'm content where I'm at. I'm happy. I wasn't, you know, I'm in a better job, like all these things, ending a friendship. And it just was so many things at once. And you are right. I think I am fulfilled by that. That's why I'm just like, okay, well, like, you can't give it to me. I'll find someone else. Like,
and even then, yes, you do jump from man to man. Which,
oh, yeah, 100%.
I don't think that's necessarily great, because we have seen with Wedding Guy mm-hmm. going to that breakup. That was a year and a half ago at this point.
Yeah.
You're still not over him.
No.
And it's like,
oh, I think I'm mad because his new profile picture is the shit I bought.
Yeah, that, well, that's fair. But you weren't over him well before that. And that was 2 months long.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, you're upset with Frenchie for a 6-year relationship ending and him not being over in 6 months.
And I'm still not over shit.
You're not over a mm-hmm. 2-month relationship that was 18 months mm-hmm. ago.
I think the difference about that, though, during that breakup is, I want to know how it changed within a day.
Yes.
That's the thing that it's something that I definitely need to, like, actually sit down and think about, is why I'm obsessed with it, is because
it's what we're here for.
I know. Is the other day, because remember I told you I had a dream about him.
Yes.
And he was brought up, I don't know how, all this shit. And I went back and watched a video of us at the wedding, and you could just tell how happy the two of us are. And I'm so confused on how the next day your mind changes so fucking quickly. And I like, that's the thing I just, like, don't understand. And I'm trying to understand. I'm really trying to. But I mean, I get fixated on things too, which is a problem of mine.
Okay.
And so I think that I'm still fixated on that, of how one day can fucking change.
No, I completely understand that. When you say that you're fixating on it, what do you feel, like, emotionally about that?
I just feel sad, because it's like, I never got, I guess it's not the proper closure. I don't always think you need closure on things, because people's actions can be closure. But I think with this, of someone who I was very good at communicating with, I thought I was good at communicating with, just ended it with no explanation. When the day before you're telling me how you truly feel about me, and then the next day it's like, oh, I want to break up with you.
And he didn't over the fucking phone. Even do that, right? I thought he just ghosted.
No, not him.
Oh, I thought he was just kind of like suddenly wasn't responding to anything for a little while.
For like a couple days, and then that, or not a couple days, a couple hours. Like, it wasn't usual of him not to call me after the gym. Like, he'd go to the gym, then he would call me on his way home, kind of thing. And I was like, you know what? Maybe it's like we saw each other all weekend. We just came back from a trip this weekend. Like, maybe that was it. But then he was like telling me he had a conversation with his cousin. And his cousin was like, you guys are two different people. Like, blah, blah, blah. And I get it. Like, country person versus city person. But you know my ass, I would have moved all the way down to fucking Mechanicsville.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have done that shit for a man.
Yes. Yeah. No, absolutely. Now, how has, I guess, the sadness changed mm-hmm. with this? Like, obviously there is that in the moment sadness, but yeah, we're sitting 18 months later.
I mean, God, you know, I hate talking about my feelings.
Well, there's a reason.
Brian's like, I'm probably gonna make you cry today.
There's a reason this is called In Your Feelings.
Yeah,
or In Our Feelings.
I just think, like, wait, what was the question again?
How has the sadness changed from that initial sadness mm-hmm. of it's over to now we're sitting here 18 months later?
I think with that, I've gotten a little bit better. Yes, I've brought it up. And I think the reason why it's starting to pop up a little bit more is because the past couple dates I've been on with people, their minds have changed so quickly. And I feel like that's like, Frenchie was like, oh, I want to go on dates with you, I want to do this. And then the next day was like, oh, I can't do that. And I think that kind of brought up some emotion. Because I'm like, I feel like this is a repeat cycle of where one day you're saying this and then the next day you're saying something else, you know?
Yeah, yeah, and that definitely makes sense.
Which is why I think lately I've been thinking about it and, like, in my feelings about it. But I also need to realize that I did paint a picture in my head of the two of us being together. And realistically, I love being in the city. And okay. I don't think I would be as happy if I moved down there. Now that I'm like thinking about it, like a year and a half later, 2 months later.
Yeah.
Is I don't think I would be as happy as I am being in a city. I can be in a suburb. I would be a suburb bitch. But I need to be close to a city. That's where I'm at in my life right now.
I agree with you on that. That is one thing. Like, I don't know if we ever talked about it, because it was right before we met, I had gone down to Austin, Texas.
You went to the World Series stuff.
That was after that. I went down to the Texas-Alabama football game when they first played. And I had actually been considering moving to Austin, Texas. Like, it had been something literally my entire life I had thought about doing before it even like became super popular. And I went down there, and I didn't love the city, but it was kind of like, if I was married and had kids, I'd move there in a heartbeat.
Because
the suburbs were so cool.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, this is a great city to be just outside of. But it's like, I don't want to be with the douchebags in the city. So it was like, that was the first time I ever went like, oh, I could do the suburbs for sure. But I couldn't do like, I'm trying to think of a good spot right now, like out towards like Blacksburg, Virginia, where it's like, it's like 3 hours from here.
Yeah.
It's like kind of close to Richmond by a couple hours, but it's still so far. You're not near anything. It's like, I don't think I could go that remote for sure.
Yeah. And I just think, if you're going to break up at our age, I think it's good to explain things and why you're not, like why it's not going to work out kind of thing.
Yeah, no.
Because remember when I was breaking up with Firework, I was having the discussion with him that I was like, as much as I still want to, like, we still want to be in each other's life, is like, you're still not giving me things that I want. And if you're going to change and you say you're going to change for me, I don't think you should change completely for a person. But me saying like, hey, I need you to like fall through on your plans or fall through with your communication. If you are going, my biggest pet peeve with a fucking man is if you say, I'm going to call you tomorrow, call me to fucking tomorrow. Do not tell me that. If you're not going to call me or plan to call me, don't fucking say it. That's all I'm fucking asking. Don't say it.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I would be like, you are not following through with your actions of what you're saying. Like you say, I'm going to start taking you on more dates. I'm going to, you know, like, we won't hang out as much as the house, which we can come back to my apartment or your house. We can do that, but let's go do something. Don't tell me you're going to do that and then not fucking do it. That is my biggest fucking pet peeve. Do not put it in my mind that it's going to happen. Do not say it's going to happen if you do not plan following through. And that's what kept happening with him. It's like he'd say, oh, I'm going to change for you. I'll get better at communicating. I will get better at this, blah, blah, blah. If that is not your type of communication, do not fucking tell me that you're going to change for that, because you're not going to give it to me. So why are you lying to me and saying you're going to give it to me? Don't fucking do that to me, because you're going to piss me the fuck off. And now this is when, like, to a point where I was like, okay, we got to be done, because you're not following through with your actions. And to be honest, I think it's hard ending it with someone else than it is being the one, like, them coming to you and ending it.
I will say I've never been on that end of it, so I can't really say I know. But I just want to at least notice something the when you were talking there. You shifted from being very sad and like your body language literally went from like hands in your pocket, like crossed when talking about wedding guy to anger, and your hands came out of your pocket and fiery with Firework. So obviously you could hear the tone in your voice shift, because obviously people aren't going to be able to see this. So kind of want to bring it back to wedding guy and delve into this sadness, because it's like there's a very big difference, but just with your body language. And it's like, I want to know what exactly is like what you're feeling here
with wedding guy or with Firework.
With wedding guy more than anything, because that was like your body shifted dramatically as you were talking.
Wedding guy was very sweet and sensitive.
Okay.
And I just like don't think I was as mean as I have been to men with him, because he was sweet. He was kind to me. And you also know that with him, it wasn't just a sexual connection with most guys. It usually is. There was more building on between the two of us. And I think that is a huge thing that I haven't felt that of where someone in a while where someone wants me for me and not just sexually. And I think that I also brings back to my sadness with that is because I miss having that with someone.
That I would agree with you on that for sure.
And like there's other people that like we've talked about. I do not care having sex on the first date. I do not care having sex on the fifth date. Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
I'm not going to force it. I hope they don't force it on me. Things like that. Whatever happens, happens. But it was just like the first time that someone I felt like in forever that has been there wanting to be with me for me instead of being there for me sexually.
And not even for you sexually.
Yeah, for them.
Just for them.
Yeah. And that's why I think is like I miss having someone that is like that. And it's like I've gotten it a couple of times where I haven't been sleeping with them on the first couple of dates. We've gone on a couple of dates. Like that one guy I went on four dates with and we hardly even kissed.
Yes.
Kind of thing. And it was like, it was exciting that I just felt like it just was not, that was not pushed.
Yeah.
Between the two of us. I mean, sometimes it's there. We do it, whatever. I don't care. But I think especially with wedding guy is not wanting me for that.
Yeah. No, I totally understand that. And especially with your dating history.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can understand why that's significant.
And like we talked about in the last episode where a lot of times I was using men for validation and I don't use that anymore. I don't like, I don't need your fucking validation. I don't.
No, anymore. Absolutely. And I mean, as I'm watching you just talk, I mean, obviously our listeners are listening. We don't have a full video podcast. Yeah. Your hands have gone from the table to your stomach and you're picking at your nails. And it's just like...
I should have taken my medicine this morning.
No, it's fine. I mean, yeah. It's just, that's what you do when you're feeling sad. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to make that observation.
It is. That is just, I miss that. I miss having someone that is like that. And like the guys that I'm seeing right now, I don't feel like they're using me for my body. To be fair.
No, I mean, lawyer guy especially, I don't think.
I don't view that. And there, we've talked about some things is I do like the compliments. I do like that. You know, I love dressing up. I love getting ready. And he notices that. So that's why he's like, okay, let's go out to dinner. I don't always like making the plans.
No, that absolutely makes sense.
And he's like, what day are you free? Okay, I'll find a restaurant for us. Do you want something near you? Do you want something that's not near you? Like, what are we vibing for tonight? Anything special? Like, you know.
Yes.
And so I think that is something that I'm like, I right now it's just like weird that I'm getting. Like a weird vibe I'm getting because I'm not used to that. And like, I'm also not used to men doing things for me because I want to do it. Like with wedding guy, I would be like, hey, I want to go here. I've always wanted... This is where the Holocaust Museum came. So,
wow, that's a hell of a date.
I know. But this was like our third date of us hanging out anyways. And so we wanted to try museums and because I've never been to museums in D.C. And I did a lot of traveling in high school and I did like to learn a lot about the Holocaust. So I've been to Auschwitz. I've been to two other concentration camps when I was traveling abroad.
But yet she can't concentrate on anything.
I have ADHD because that was bad. That was horrible. That was really bad. Take that back. It was just like, hey, I want to do this. And he's like, okay, let's do it because you want to do it. And it's like, it's so hard nowadays to find a man that does that for me.
Yeah, no, I agree because that ties into their intentions.
Exactly. And it's just like we talked about in the last episode, lawyer dude was like, yeah, I just want to go because you're going. Like, you want to do that. You want to dress up. You want to do this. And like, I love that about a man. And it's been so long since I've had that from a man.
Yeah, no, understandable. And now, since we're mostly focused on the breakup portion here, I mean, can we take it back to when you and wedding guy went to this wedding and then the next morning kind of like walk us through that whole experience?
So the night of the wedding was perfect. Like everything was fine. And we got into a conversation of when I had brought up, I was very plastered. I don't remember the full extent of it because I was drunk. When am I not drunk? Especially at a wedding that was fucking open bar. Took alcohol home with me. But
that is so trashy.
They were offering it. Of course I'm going to take fucking 6 beers back with me.
I'm not opposed to getting drunk at an open bar, taking it home with you. That's
they said
tough.
They had so much and it was already paid for. So I took it back. But we somehow I got into the topic of when are we going to start dating? If there's ever going to be that conversation. And he was like, I can't give you everything right now that I would like to be in a relationship with you. And I don't want to talk about his personal problems. I have kind of talked about it on TikTok.
I mean, yeah, we don't need to delve too deep into it.
And so that kind of like, I kind of was upset about it. And I started crying. What's new? I cry about every fucking thing. And I was like, okay. And like, we went to bed. We woke up the next morning and he was severely hungover.
Okay.
And then I was like, come on, let's go eat breakfast. Like, you get to finally meet my very close friends. Cause like, it was their wedding night. You can't really meet them. So let's go. And he's like, I don't feel good. Like, and mind you, this man does not drink as much as I do. And this man was trying to catch up with me and be as drunk as I am, which only took him like 3 drinks.
Oh, okay.
And here's me, like, on drink fucking 10 at that point. And I just, like, remember, I was so pissed off. I was so pissed off. And I was like, come on. He's like, I really don't feel good. I'm like, whatever. Like, I've had more to drink than you are, and I'm perfectly fucking fine. Like, go puke it up that bad if you're, you know, get some breakfast. So he didn't. He didn't come. And then he goes to shower when I come back after I had some breakfast. And then we went to Philly because we went to go meet my best friend, Allie, in Philly. And I wanted her to meet him and we were close to the city. So I was like, I want you to see Philly. You've never been. Like, I love Philly. It's a cute city. I had considered moving there at one point. I've taken Thelma to Philly. She stayed at that hotel. That's really fucking nice. That's in Philly that Candy always buys when I need like a weekend away. Cause I know Thelma can come. And so we were just exploring the city and like, we had to go pick up Thelma. Everything was fine. We came back to my apartment. We were going to go out to a festival that was happening in DC at the Wharf. But to be honest, we were so exhausted from this fucking wedding. Mind you, the wedding was on Friday. So we were hanging out Thursday through. We left Saturday morning coming back from Philly.
Okay.
Okay. Right, yeah. So we're coming back Saturday night. He stayed. We just stayed in because he was like, I am so fucking tired. I am so hungover. Fair enough. You don't drink as much as I do. You can be. So we just hung out. We had fun. We got back the next morning. Everything was fine. I thought everything was fine. We kind of talked things out and I had apologized because I was like, I was a little drunk. To be fair, it wasn't okay for me to ask that at that point. Like, we're still early on. We're 2 months in. Like, I don't need to ask you that. I'm trying not to rush things. I'm trying not to do those things. So like, I apologized and I was very upfront and I like, it was wrong of me. And then me crying about it didn't fucking help because he was like, I don't want to make you cry. I feel bad that I made you cry. And I was like, don't feel bad because that was my own fault of being drunk and emotional and asking you a stupid question. And he's like, I'm not going to make you upset again. Like, I'm not going to do that. Like, I'm sorry. We can talk things out. We're mature enough. We can do all this shit. And then he goes home, he goes to work out, and that's when he didn't call me after the gym. And I was like, okay, that's not normal of you. And you know me, every fucking night, I ask you sometimes, what should I eat for dinner tonight? That is my question to ask every single time. And with him, he always responds, his response every single fucking time was, well, what are you in the mood for? And his response this time was, I don't know. And you know me.
Yeah, I'm like, that raises some eyebrows.
Exactly.
Something's different.
I'm like, what do you mean you don't know? You asked me, what are you in the mood for every single fucking night? And then he didn't call me after the gym, which was not normal. And I was like, okay, this is weird. Like, something's going on. And we also like, we're talking about our Christmas gifts the morning of.
Okay. So tell me, what are we feeling at the, are we sad? Are we nervous? Like, what are you thinking?
I was like, at this point I was a little nervous because I was like, this isn't like him, but we're still talking. Like the morning of, we were talking about our Christmas gifts.
Okay.
Too. He was like, oh, I ordered your gifts for you, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, mine already shipped for you. And we were deciding on what we were going to do for Christmas.
Okay.
I clearly am not ready to meet his family, which he offered to, for me to come for Christmas, because he was like, I know your family isn't here. You don't go home for the holidays, which was super sweet. He also offered it for Thanksgiving. And that's, I was like, that's fine. Nice. Like, I go to my bosses, like, it's no big deal.
And you,
like,
start dating September, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So it was like, he's like, I'm not, I don't want to rush you into thinking that you have to meet my family, but I don't want you to be alone, kind of thing.
Yeah, no, that's very nice of him. And so, also understandable why you passed that opportunity.
Yeah, and I said to him, I was like, well, why don't we do either the weekend before, or you spend Christmas with your family, and then we switch, and then we do our own Christmas, like, kind of thing.
Okay.
Like, well, you know, matching Christmas outfits kind of thing, because I kind of, I like that. That's cute. Yeah, that's cute for me. And so we talked about this all this morning. So I'm like, I don't know what fucking changed. And then when we were on the phone that night, everything changed. And that's when he was like, I don't think I can do this. Like, I don't think I can do this. And then I was like, okay, what the fuck? Like, you have changed.
So was your initial response anger?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah. 100%. And I was like, okay, whatever. Like, I just hung up on him because I was like, what the fuck?
Okay.
Then, like, an hour later, he texted me and was like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. I was in the wrong. And I'm like, so then we FaceTimed.
Okay.
My old roommate was watching this because she could tell I am fucking pissed at this point. Is how you can change so fast, which we've talked about this. How can you change so fast when you're feeling, this morning we're talking about our Christmas together and hanging out for Christmas.
Yes.
To this. And so basically he told me that he was on the phone with his cousin, and his cousin had brought up that we come from two different lifestyles.
Fair.
Very redneck.
Yeah, very redneck.
Which is fine. Like, I, like, whatever. Like, I'm not going to judge you for your family. You can't fucking choose your family.
No. And I mean, your godmother's a country bumpkin. So, yeah.
So you can't judge that. But I remember being on the phone with him, FaceTiming him. And I remember my old roommate watching this, because I'm like, I need someone to be there, because sometimes I am irrational about things. So, you know, I become a little mean.
Yeah.
And I mean, very fucking mean.
Yes.
And he just said, like, his cousin said that he didn't think that the two of us were good for each other. We come from two different lifestyles. We come from... Also, I brought him to a nicer wedding. And the cousin that's telling him this...
Oh, I remember those wedding pictures. Yes, I know exactly where you're going with this.
Is the wedding that he was the best man in that served fried chicken in a
that was,
driveway.
Yeah.
Which, whatever, if that's what you can afford and love is love, like, you, if that is what you want... Go for it. I'm sure that fried chicken was fucking good.
Agreed. I mean, my cousin got married on the banks of the Susquehanna River up in northern Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It was in, their friend had a huge ass backyard, like up to the river. It was pretty nice. There were like 100 people. No one's in suits, but that side of my family are all kick-ass cooks.
Yeah.
So they made all the food for it. They did all the catering themselves, and it's like, okay.
If that's what you can afford, if that's what you want, if that's what makes you happy, you're getting married to the love of your life. Whatever makes you happy makes you fucking happy. Would it be my type of wedding? Of course not. But I'm not going to judge, because I know that's not fair to me to do. That's your lifestyle. That's not my lifestyle. We have two complete lifestyles. But they were like, I just don't see you two being a good couple to him.
And family's opinions are important.
Especially because they're best friends. Okay. They are best friends.
All right, fair.
And I get that, but the cousins have never met me.
Yeah, that's fair. So they are making assumptions based on what they've seen. Yeah.
And so I ended up being a little mean while I'm on FaceTime.
Yeah, that's not a huge surprise at all.
And I ended the conversation with him, have fun being a cousin fucker.
Okay, so I'm not going to lie. my sympathy for you has dropped a little bit.
Because the reason why I brought it up was because when I found out where he lived, I'm like, man, that is in the Bufu. Is that where people fuck their cousins? And he laughed and he was like, well, we do live by Mennonites.
Yeah, Mennonite is one of those. They're not Amish, but they're similar.
And so he said sometimes they do marry their cousin or, you know, like down there. Because I was like thinking, I'm like, man, you live in fucking Bofo nowhere. And, you know, I was just trying to make a joke when we were living, like when we were first getting to meet each other. And so we always made that joke with each other. And it was a joke that we constantly said to each other. And then I was like, shit, this will get him fucking pissed. And I said that, and that's how I ended the conversation. And to this day, I still do feel guilty about it. Because just because he was hurting me does not mean that I need to be mean and hurt him.
Well, that's great to hear you say that, because that's very true.
Yeah.
There was no need for that comment.
At all. Yeah. No. And it's not fair to me. Now, if you would have met me 2 years ago, 18 months ago, that comment is nothing unusual for me to fucking say.
No. Yeah. It's not out of character at all.
No.
I mean, now I'd be shocked if you said something like that.
100%. Because
even
till this day,
6 months ago, I wouldn't have been that surprised.
Yeah. But even to this day, I'm still upset that I said that to him because that was not nice.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, is that what you're hanging on to?
I mean, it could be because I do owe that man an apology. That was not right of me. But the apology is never going to happen. We're never going to talk again.
Okay, so
I am blocked on everything now.
What is it that you want here? Like, why are you hanging on to this? Not why, but just kind of like.
I guess like now thinking about it would be the apology that I do owe him.
You want to make an apology to wedding guy.
Wedding guy. And well, I'm blocked on everything, so you won't. You won't, but I'm sorry, wedding guy. That was not right of me.
Well, I mean, you can make the apology. I'll post on my TikTok because we know he stalks mine. So.
He does stalk yours. He knows about you. He knew about you before.
Yeah, no. I mean, that was right as we were becoming friends, too. Because I think we met right around that same time frame.
Yeah, right around then.
So.
But. Yeah, that is, and it's something that I've been like trying to work on.
Yeah.
I'm trying. I do need a lot of therapy.
No, I mean, we all need it to an extent, but it does sound like you have made progress, and it's not, almost said his name there. It's not wedding guy that you miss.
Yeah.
It's more that you feel like you just need, I mean, it's not even closure. It's nothing. You just want to make an apology.
Yeah. And because I'm really trying to be nicer.
Yeah.
I mean, unless.
Do you know his phone number? I'll give you my phone right now.
No, he's got a girlfriend. I can't do it.
I mean, you could just simply text him and say that you're sorry.
Yeah. I could do that. There's a lot I could do. But no. Yeah, I still have his number. Of course I fucking do.
I'm not surprised by that, but.
I don't save many numbers.
No, no.
You know Short King isn't saved in my phone?
100%. Well, actually, I know that because you've sent me screenshots of the conversations and I see it's just a number.
Yeah, but that's because I haven't memorized.
That's okay. But no, I mean, okay. That makes me feel a little better as we're talking because I've wanted to talk about Wedding Guy with you off air and it's kind of like it gets
very,
a very
emotional.
Touchy subject.
Yeah. It is for me. And it's just like I finally felt like I found someone who wants me for me.
And at that time was different. I think the fact that one thing you're guilty of, and I know a lot of people are, and I used to be guilty of it, and I love this saying. And when my therapist told me, it was great. It was, you tie internal feelings to external sources.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, everything, like you talk about your happy place and going to like a certain beach makes you happy and stuff like that. It can make you happy. But that feeling has nothing to do with that place. That's all inside of you. And you can feel that way wherever you are. But so many of us tie that feeling of validation to wedding guy, to the men you're sleeping with. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, that's all within here.
Yeah.
You just need to figure out how to bring it out within yourself. Because then I have friends who their happy places are like places they go on vacation. They're like, oh, my life sucks aside from there. It's like, you go there, what, 1 week a year?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what about the other 51 weeks of the year? Is your life just miserable? And then it's like, God forbid you don't have the resources, or God forbid, I keep wanting to say his name because Wedding Guy is so similar to his actual name. But Wedding Guy, like, you tie it to him and then suddenly he's gone. And now it's like, is your self-worth gone?
No.
And I think now it's not.
Oh, yeah. 18 months ago, yeah. 100%.
But no, I mean, this actually has been a lot more focused on one breakup. And I think this is an interesting episode. So we will be doing a couple more episodes on breakups right now. Because, I mean, we're almost out of time for this one episode.
Yeah, I think we had a feeling, though, that this one was going to...
Yeah, no, absolutely.
That he was going to be a huge topic. Absolutely. And he was, like, the first person I also wanted to introduce my family to. And that is a fucking lot for me.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, I mean, that's a lot for him, too. Although, I don't know, maybe white redneck meets Spanish redneck, it works out, kind of. I don't know. I mean, it's... It would have been an interesting thing, to say the least, but I understand. I completely get where you're coming from with that. But now, I mean, how do you feel now after having just talked about all that?
I mean, I'm still fucking anxious. You can tell by me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. your right hand, like, occasionally would come up to the table. Mm-hmm. And then other than that, it's like, I don't know why that's your defense mechanism, is it goes into your right pocket and just stays there.
Yeah. It's fine.
But no, I mean, I do hope that whether it's lawyer guy or someone else that makes you feel the did. We're editing that out. Like I said, it's very, they're very close to each other. Like, they both start the same exact way.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right. But no, I mean, I do hope, and I would imagine someday that is going to be a thing.
It will be. Yeah, it will be. I mean, the only downfall about lawyer dude is he has kids.
Yeah. I mean, we don't need to dive fully into that relationship because it is still brand new for sure. But yeah, no, I mean, it is nice to actually have you talk about this and not be overly emotional about it.
You know, I'm going to drive home all listening to Sam Smith and,
yes, absolutely. There will be Sam Smith. There will be Olivia Rodrigo playing. Mm-hmm. We're going to go back through all of that stuff for sure. But no, I get it. Yeah. And
touchy subject for me. Very touchy subject.
But I am impressed you made it through without crying for sure.
Yeah, I do. There's one point where I was about to cry and I was like, suck it in, Lex.
I mean,
I'm not ruining my makeup today.
It would have been good for TikTok. Could have gotten.
I already cry enough out there. People make fun of me all the fucking time for it.
That's fair. That totally fair. But no, I mean, I think you handled it very well today. Definitely not.
Who the fuck am I?
An easy subject to broach, but I feel like you might. This is the first time I feel like I can say that you're over Wedding Guy.
Yeah.
And I actually have seen it.
Yeah.
And I don't think for 18 months,
mm-hmm.
if. Even anything related. Hell, if you wore a green dress, you would be triggered.
I was, because that was the dress, and that dress I threw away.
Yeah. And I think this is the first time that I've seen you be like, I can talk about this.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm fine. I'm chilling. I'm mad chilling.
That's a very good thing.
I'm dropping these men left and fucking right, my fucking past.
Well, that is a great thing. Honestly, the fact you're
really
not
have one more to drop.
Yeah.
And my life will be complete.
I mean, I hope not, but sure.
One more birthday dinner with him and then we're done.
Okay. I mean, hey, that's fine.
Got to memorize a new number from another man.
That's totally fine. I mean, there's the old proverb thing that it's like, if you squeeze an orange, you see the juice comes out of it. If you squeeze a person, all like the crap and emotions come out of them.
Oh God.
It's kind of like, yeah, let's see how many men when we squeeze you, what comes out. I was impressed that God damn it.
What
I can't stop saying his name. It's too similar. You gotta come up with a new name.
Fuck.
But yeah, I am surprised that Wedding Guy is now fully out.
Yeah. Bye.
Yeah.
Give me my fucking hat I bought for you. Our matching ones.
That's true. That is funny, though. That was
our fucking matching ones. How many? I know the new one.
Yes.
Yeah. How many? We have like 4 matching fucking Carhartts. Throw them away. I bought them for you, fucker.
Yeah. The fact that you take a picture with a new woman and you're wearing the outfit you picked out for him, that's just very funny. I'm sorry, but that is very funny.
Yeah, that is my life. That's my life.
But. All right. Well, we are out of time. We are actually going to probably go into a part 2 for breakups.
We will, because it will be Brian's turn.
Yes. So that'll be next week. So come back. But remember, like, rate, subscribe, follow, leave a comment. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram. I am the Brian Luxton. She is Fwen Lex on both of them. DM, comment, share.
Everything.
Do everything you can to us.
We love you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for how much this has grown. Any comments, any ideas, anything you want to see going forward, please.
We're here for it.
Let us know. We would love to give you guys what you want here.
Yes.
All right. Take care.